1-800-875-5179.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. In case you haven't heard, I have big news for you. If you have not heard this, brace yourself. Are you ready? The mastermind behind the worst terrorist attack on American soil is dead. Osama bin Laden killed. Our special forces went in to Pakistan in an elite-type neighborhood. He was living in a $1 million compound. They shot him in the head after what's been described as a firefight. We have his body in our custody. Can you imagine the emotions that are erupting right now all over the country and all over the world? This is a huge moment in U.S. history. September 11th, 2011 would have been 10 years to the day when almost 3,000 people who were just living their life put one foot in front of the other. Some were headed off to a trip to Disneyland. Others were headed off on business ventures. Some just going to see family members, and they never arrived at their destinations because they were slaughtered by this Al-Qaeda monster. Now Osama bin Laden is dead. I think that's reason to applaud right here from the get-go on America Tonight. What do you think? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Share your thoughts with us tonight on the show, or you can share them with us at americatonight.net. Again, Osama bin Laden, dead. Killed by our special forces. What an incredible, incredible moment for the United States and elsewhere. And we have lots of people trying to check in with us here on America Tonight.
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. It was nearly 10 years ago that a bright September day was darkened by the worst attack on the American people in our history. The images of 9/11 are seared into our national memory. Hijacked planes cutting through a cloudless September sky. The Twin Towers collapsing to the ground. Black smoke billowing up from the Pentagon. The wreckage of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the actions of heroic citizens saved even more heartbreak and destruction. And yet we know that the worst images are those that were unseen to the world. The empty seat at the dinner table, children who were forced to grow up without their mother or their father, parents who would never know the feeling of their child's embrace, nearly 3,000 citizens taken from us, leaving a gaping hole in our hearts. On September 11th, 2001, in our time of grief, the American people came together. We offered our neighbors a hand, and we offered the wounded our blood. We reaffirmed our ties to each other and our love of community and country. On that day, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, or what race or ethnicity we were united as one American family.
All right, we wanted you to hear some of what the president had to say to the nation as he made a huge announcement that Osama bin Laden had been killed, like I said, shot in the head. The timing is crazy because I don't think anybody expected that this was going to happen. You know, you get lulled into the sense that, well, we're never going to catch this guy. I've had shows where we've had people on, we've speculated as to, well, what's going on? Is the intelligence just not there? Nobody's helping. Really, where could Osama bin Laden be? I always thought that he was buried back in a neighborhood somewhere. I don't know that I thought it was Pakistan, but it turned out to be Pakistan, and in fact had $1 million compound with gates, etc., built, and that's where bin Laden was hiding out, at least, I believe, for the past year or so. I think more details will start to emerge from this. Everybody's scrambling, including all of us here in America tonight, to try to find out whatever we can about what's happened and what led up to this. But the timing of Osama bin Laden's death is, I think, caught so many people off guard. Not just, as I said, being lulled into this sense that we were not going to ever in our lifetime maybe see or hear that bin Laden had been killed or captured or any of that. And lots of rumors were swirling that, in fact, he had some kind of a kidney problem. He was on dialysis, that he had died in a bombing, that he had died of natural causes, I even heard once. And then there would be those videotapes and those audio tapes that bin Laden would release throughout the years at critical times when things had happened and spew a bunch of anti-American rhetoric. So, as I mentioned, emotions high across the U.S. Do you remember where you were on September 11, 2001? Are you going to remember where you were when you heard the news that Osama bin Laden is dead? I'm going to say that a lot of people are going to remember that. Now, what happens? What happens next? And, of course, terror is not stamped out, and there is somebody to step into the shoes of Osama bin Laden. We know that. But for some, there is absolutely a sort of vindication because he was the face behind what happened in New York and the Pentagon and Shanksville. That's why you have hundreds of people outside still of the White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue shouting USA, USA, and then screaming, hey, hey, goodbye. Of course, referring to bin Laden's death. Even I heard people broke out to sing the national anthem. Wow, how about that? It has to feel good to some of those families who lost too many memories that they could have had with their son, their daughter, their nieces, their nephews, etc. Wow, so, so important. It does not, it cannot ease the pain completely. It does not bring back the person that they lost, but it is very, very big news. Osama bin Laden dead. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We're talking about Osama bin Laden and the fact that Osama bin Laden no longer lives and breathes, killed by American elite forces. I'll call them elite. Navy SEALs were involved in this, and it was just a very small band of folks involved. I heard it was tighter than a drum. Not many people knew much about what was going down. It happened in Pakistan. The president made the announcement at 11:30 Eastern. People are reminiscing, I'll call it that, as to where they were, or remembering is a better way to say it, remembering where they were on September 11th and what they were thinking. Now, fast forward to almost 10 years later and the death of bin Laden and what you're thinking now. David in Texas, you have the floor. Hey, David, how are you?
Hello, President Delaney.
How are you over this news? What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I don't, I think it's him doing a ploy, but to get reelected. But if it is indeed a fact. Then,
Wait a second. A ploy. How is it a ploy to get reelected? Just to explain that. What do you mean?
Well, you know, if you notice, he's the one who made the announcement.
Right.
He could have had anybody else do it, but he wanted to take credit for it.
Oh, you got to. You know what? I know how you feel. I understand because I listen.
No,
I've,
wait a minute.
Wait a second. Let me finish, and then I'm going to let you go back to yours. I understand your frustration with the lack of things that have happened out of the White House. You know that I have always said that. But here's the deal, David. He's the president of the United States. So if it was Bush, if it was Clinton, if it was Reagan, if it was whoever, they're the leader of the free world. They're the commander-in-chief. They should be the person that comes out and says it. If I were president, I would do it. He gave credit to the people who went in and took bin Laden out. He, in fact, kind of gave credit to the previous administration, knowing that they've been taking a lot of abuse for Afghanistan especially. So I absolutely say that, yes, this does help him. There's no question. This helps in the reelection department, I think. But he is the president, and certainly the president is the one who is going to push this forward. Who would he have come forward? What, Joe Biden? Come on now. Or Robert Gates? No way. It has to be the president. But I get it. I get it. I understand what you're saying.
It could have been the general in charge of the troops. And you know what? If this is indeed factual information, because, you know, a lot of people, like you said, want to see the actual body.
Right.
But if this is actually true, that Osama bin Laden is dead, then I think the reward that they had out for him being taken out should go to those troops that took him out.
Yeah, but the problem is you have me go. You've got to turn me down in the background, by the way. But I don't think that it would go. The reward would go to those troops because if you're the president, if you're the CIA, you get the information. Whoever the intelligence is passed down, they're not that. Then the reward wouldn't go to that person. Really, what they were hoping with that reward is that somebody in Pakistan or Afghanistan. Somebody would know solid info on them, some citizen, some person, and they would be willing to risk their life, let's face it, and turn them in, make the phone call. And maybe somebody did. Maybe that's how they got that information. I'm thinking no, but maybe that happened. I said that. I said, who do you think rolled on Osama bin Laden? But it wouldn't be the troops because you're just giving them, that's what they do, that's their job. And yes, they did a great job, but they're not going to get the bounty for that because they didn't give up the information.
They took him out, though.
They took him out, yeah.
They took the risk. They took him out. They get the reward. Plain and simple. Sweeten his reelection.
Right.
That would sweeten his reelection by giving that money to the troops who took him out, who took the risk. They've already talked about cutting the federal the troops' pay. You know, cutting back on the federal employees, including the troops.
Yeah.
They say he's saying that they make too much money now as it is. I think they don't make enough. And I'm former Army, so, you know.
Oh, I agree with you. Listen, I agree with you.
They're making a little bit more than what I made, but they still don't make enough.
I agree with you. Listen.
Yes.
I agree. David, I agree. Absolutely. They don't make enough. You can never do enough for the people who have served, lost limbs, destroyed families, served again and again and again in the voluntary military, gotten screwed up with paychecks. I mean, we know the horror stories. We've had plenty of people on to talk about it and what it's like coming back, how hard it is. 18 suicides a day. Those numbers don't lie. It's horrific. David, thanks for the call. We're going to slide to another Texan, Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Madam President.
Hello.
My kudos to the elite people that took him out. This is a great day for America. This is a great day for all Americans and all the world, and a message to all who would transgress in the name of war against anyone who practiced peace. This is a day that shall go down as retribution for the world, not just America.
Right.
This is a death to tyrants who would put their ideology against that of free, peace-loving peoples everywhere. God bless America. God bless those troops. God bless George Bush. God bless President Obama. God bless America. That's all I've got to say.
Woo, Dan in Texas, well said. Exactly what I mentioned earlier on the show. He said it all. What a great job. Absolutely. Kudos to everyone across the board. This is a day where you bury the hatchet for all the nonsense of he said, blame game. It is a huge day. Retribution, death to tyrants. 10 years ago was a terrible, terrible tragedy. Heavy hearts ensued. It was an awful, awful day. And now you think, too, what we've had to worry about lately. And this is a big day. This is a pick-me-up day. Osama bin Laden being killed by Americans in Pakistan, May 1st, 2011. It's a day that all of us should hold our head up high and be very, very proud of this day, this moment in time. Some closure is probably happening in households across the U.S. who have lived moment to moment to moment knowing that they're the walking wounded, knowing that they're missing somebody in their family that could have been there. It's so hard. Loss is a hard thing anyway. But loss when it's unexpected, to be blindsided by the worst tragedy that we faced, it was a lot to live with. It was a lot for people to carry around. So terror is not dead, but Osama bin Laden is dead. And he is the face behind the awful tragedy on September 11th, 2001. And it happens right before the anniversary, so the 10th anniversary. This time, there would be more to celebrate. That little bit of closure. It does not bring the person back, but it has to ease them, ease their mind a little bit. That, yeah, we're digging and digging and digging, and it took a long time, but yeah, we finally got him. Stay with us.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real.
Welcome back to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show before, we're glad you're tuned in. Big moments. By now, I think almost everybody knows, right? Osama bin Laden killed, shot in the head. We, the United States, has custody of his body. This is a man who amassed a personal fortune somewhere in the neighborhood of hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, or hundreds of millions of dollars, and it helped finance Al-Qaeda. Bin Laden used the money for evil things, the slaughter of innocent people, people who had no clue who Osama bin Laden was. So, you know, even before the World Trade Centers went down, the Pentagon was attacked by the plane. The plane went into the Pentagon. Probably a better way to say that. Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the plane lands in that field because that could have ended up somewhere in Washington, but the heroes on that plane brought it down. So even before all of that happened, bin Laden was on the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives list. There were times where bin Laden could have been caught, but he wasn't caught. And then after September 11th, in the quest to get him, there was a near miss. And there was clearly, days after the attack, who was the number one person everybody in the world wanted to gun down, get, whatever, Osama bin Laden. It was justice that I'm sure stuck in the crawl of George W. Bush as the president in the time that he was in office. Wouldn't he have liked to make the statement that Barack Obama got to make? And Barack Obama, you know, really threw him a big line by saying, this is where this has taken all this time. This is, you know, why Afghanistan and he called the president, the two ex-presidents, before he even went on the air, which I thought was the right thing to do. So the key thing here is it's not about handing off the baton so much, except for that, boom, Osama bin Laden has been killed. And this is huge news. I mean, this is huge news across the world, absolutely. And here in the United States, Americans should be very proud of this. This is a very big day in our history. When you think of the just enormity of what happened on that day, I mean, I have to, in my mind, go back to that, and I know that's what all of you are doing, and that's why these celebrations, because how many times have we been kicked in the gut by this? How many times has the U.S. been trashed? And how many times have people questioned, including myself, why? Why have we not gotten bin Laden? It infuriated me beyond belief from the entire time that I've been doing America Tonight, but before that even, doing a sports show in New York City and listening to people call up grown men who had been down at Ground Zero days after the attack, just brought to tears because they wanted to express what was happening and called a radio show, jammed the phone lines to tell people to hang in there, that we need to help each other out. And in New York, it really turned into that kind of a thing. When you were there, you could see it on people's faces. And I think around the country, the same deal. And how many of you flew right after 9/11 and how quiet it was? You could hear a pin drop on half the planes that I flew on. I flew a lot coast to coast after September 11th. And people were worried. People were frightened by what had happened. Especially when you realize that day where almost 3,000 people were killed, there were other targets planned. Now the man responsible for this is gone. 3,000 people, that's a whole lot of people that died. And bin Laden, let's face it, really was put on the map after that attack. Osama bin Laden, he was the face of Al-Qaeda. The hunt for Osama bin Laden, conversation over Al-Qaeda and the terrorist tentacles that the group had and what was next and what were our allies doing, what was happening in the UK, what was happening in France, what was happening, pick a place, any other place across the world where there was concerns over where the next attacks would be, and there were other attacks. There were other things that happened in Spain, in London, and a lot of other places. So Osama bin Laden, who was born in Saudi Arabia, I was reading some background on him just a short while ago, the 17th of 52 children in a family that made big bucks, big, big bucks. He was a privileged kid. And then he turned around and flushed so many American lives and others down the drain. A huge, huge moment. I cannot emphasize it enough in the takedown of Osama bin Laden. 800-259-5791. We still have time to take some more phone calls. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Because we have an avalanche of email, I'm going to go to a couple more of those because a lot of you have thoughts on this. This one is from Jake, listening to us in Austin, our faithful, trusty listener who always emails the show. Kate, you didn't think that I wasn't going to send you an email on this. Osama bin Laden dead. I can't wait to read all the headlines in the paper. It's funny because I'm an internet guy, so I get all my news that way, and plus your show. But I think I'm going to go out and buy a couple of papers because I want to see the headlines. I want to see it in print. I want to cut it out. I want to hang it on my refrigerator. It is more than disgusting what this man did to too many lives. And finally, there is retribution. Yep, finally there is retribution. I agree with you, Jake. He's right about that, too. There's something about seeing that headline walking by a newsstand, whatever, and seeing Bin Laden, you know, just be a giant headline. Giant. This is from Sandra listening to us in Illinois. America Tonight, I have to say, Osama bin Laden being killed couldn't be a happier moment for me as an American. I think all of us should be proud, and I think that we should give credit to the people who risked their lives going in to take his. Yeah, the details of the mansion where he was. The mansion where he was burned, you know, was on fire. And they shot him in the head. Navy SEALs were involved. We know that. Very small band of people that were involved in the attack. There was a big lid on this. Really, somewhere things tend to leak out, and nothing leaked out. So I don't think that this was something that there was a lot of lead time on. And you do have to give credit to the elite team, the U.S. forces that carried it out, because it had to be difficult. They had to be sneaky, and they absolutely risked their lives, and this is what they do. But still, in this situation, apparently Pakistan's intelligence service, the ISI, was on the site as well during this operation, and bin Laden resisted the assault and was killed. That's what happened. So there was a chance to try to capture him, but he didn't want any part of that. So he was killed 62 miles north of the Pakistani capital of Islamabad, along with some other family members. One of his sons was killed in the attack too. The intelligence people in Pakistan say they don't know who fired the shot that actually killed Osama bin Laden. But he was shot in the head. Like I said, three other men were also killed in the raid. There was a woman who was being used as a human shield. That's some of the details that are emerging, and apparently she was killed too. So they were at the house, the compound, the mansion, whatever you want to call it, for about 40 minutes. There were no deaths on the American side of this thing. A U.S. helicopter did crash during the raid because of mechanical problems. The chopper was then destroyed for security reason. So this shows you how they were trying to really be under the radar on this one. And they didn't share any of the intelligence beforehand with any other country. Excuse me, how about that? Including Pakistan. For security reasons, wow. And that's what I assumed, because of the nature of this and the nature of how quickly bin Laden could escape. Excuse me, as this has happened before. So very, very small, and U.S. Navy SEALs were definitely involved in this. I've got that from a Navy friend, too, to verify it, but it's being reported, I believe, all over the place anyway. And it was absolutely a firefight, but a huge day for the United States and for other people across the world, I think, who really wanted to see Osama bin Laden captured. There truly was an outpouring, excuse me, for Americans on September 11th, as so many felt for us as to what we were going through. And now that's over, with bin Laden being killed. More on the flip side.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Too long, we had to listen to audio tapes of jive talking from Osama bin Laden, but no longer on the FBI's most wanted list. He is dead. He was killed in a firefight with U.S. special ops in Pakistan. It is a huge moment, my friends, for this country and all of our friends who wished us well in capturing or killing Osama bin Laden. And finally, that day has happened. And you talk to people who are really in the know, and they were trying. They were trying to link whatever they could link to bin Laden, and then the trail would go cold. Close a couple of times, but it would fall short. And because of that, so many people felt like, we may never see this day. We may never in our lifetime see Osama bin Laden captured or killed. But that's happened. And I think for when you think of an evil person, when you think of somebody who had no right to take the lives of the people that he took, this is his comeuppance. This was a spoiled, wealthy man who could have done anything for the greater good of the world with his life. Instead, he chose to spew hate messages to influence young men who could have grown up to be who knows what, but never had that shot because they wanted to be martyrs for the cause. So they also gave their own life for the mythical virgins that were promised to them. So this is a very, very big, big day. I can't emphasize it enough. A stunning announcement from the White House. The president called two former presidents, Clinton and Bush, to tell them. He also told top congressional leaders what was going on, saying that bin Laden was killed, and said it was a culmination of a lot of intelligence gathering. You still have large crowds who don't really want to leave in front of the White House and Times Square screaming USA, USA. Very, very big moment when you think that bin Laden is really still the face behind Al-Qaeda as the symbol of Al-Qaeda. And what an achievement. The president, excuse me, saying that the death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda. In fact, I'm going to let you hear a little bit, I think we have that, a little bit of Obama tonight at the White House. Let's roll that.
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. It was nearly 10 years ago that a bright September day was darkened by the worst attack on the American people in our history. The images of 9/11 are seared into our national memory. Hijacked planes cutting through a cloudless September sky, the Twin Towers collapsing to the ground, black smoke billowing up from the Pentagon, the wreckage of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the actions of heroic citizens saved even more heartbreak and destruction. And yet we know that the worst images are those that were unseen to the world. The empty seat at the dinner table, children who were forced to grow up without their mother or their father, parents who would never know the feeling of their child's embrace, nearly 3,000 citizens taken from us, leaving a gaping hole in our hearts. On September 11th, 2001, in our time of grief, the American people came together. We offered our neighbors a hand, and we offered the wounded our blood. We reaffirmed our ties to each other and our love of community and country. On that day, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, or what race or ethnicity we were united as one American family. We were also united in our resolve to protect our nation and to bring those who committed this vicious attack to justice. We quickly learned that the 9/11 attacks were carried out by Al-Qaeda, an organization headed by Osama bin Laden, which had openly declared war on the United States and was committed to killing innocents in our country and around the globe. And so we went to war against Al-Qaeda to protect our citizens, our friends, and our allies. Over the last 10 years, thanks to the tireless and heroic work of our military and our counterterrorism professionals, we've made great strides in that effort. We've disrupted terrorist attacks and strengthened our homeland defense. In Afghanistan, we removed the Taliban government, which had given bin Laden and Al-Qaeda safe haven and support. And around the globe, we worked with our friends and allies to capture or kill scores of Al-Qaeda terrorists, including several who were a part of the 9/11 plot. Yet Osama bin Laden avoided capture and escaped across the Afghan border into Pakistan. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda continued to operate from along that border and operate through its affiliates across the world. And so shortly after taking office, I directed Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, to make the killing or capture of bin Laden the top priority of our war against Al-Qaeda even as we continued our broader efforts to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat his network.
Well, they finally did realize that Osama bin Laden dead, and after all this time, finally retribution, finally a little bit of closure for so many people who desperately have had to fight through all kinds of things just to try to make it through the day. And it really has to jack with your head when you think that somebody was going off to work and a few minutes this way or a few minutes that way, it's that old if game, they might not have been killed. They might not have been in the World Trade Center. If they had missed that plane. Then there were people who didn't get on the plane, people who missed it, people who overslept, all those kinds of stories. And I hated those stories. You would hear them afterwards ad nauseum, but of course it's the human condition. I survived. I can't believe it. I can't believe that I wasn't on that train that was underneath the World Trade Center. And so many people who had to make the horrific choice, do I burn to death in this tower or do I jump to my death? And people forget that. And when you were in New York, the coverage there was so vast that that was one of the things that that image really stuck with me, people jumping from the window because they just had a choice. Either I'm going to jump to my death or burned to death, all because of Osama bin Laden and his hatred for the Western ways, his hatred for anybody who wasn't following his version of the Quran. Now he finally gets his comeuppance, and I think there are a lot of people who are going to be celebrating, not just in the U.S., but across the world, because remember, the world has had to deal with this as well. There have been other attacks in the name of Al-Qaeda. In fact, there are warnings out there now about what has happened after the U.S. took out bin Laden, immediately notifying other governments that, you know, you should be take precautions. You should have security systems on a heightened alert because we don't know what the reaction to Osama bin Laden's death will be. But it was necessary to take this man out. He did have a chance, by the way, to surrender, but did not do that. He resisted that, and he was killed in a firefight. Ultimately, shot in the head along with one of his sons and several other people. What a day, my friends.